This is I Nightingale, keeping you at home. I'm on the street
where you live. Welcome to I Nightingale, inspiring you to live a fulfilling life at home. And welcome, everyone. Great to have you. It's another fantastic day here. And if you do want to give us a shout, don't forget 3470 4646 or tweet me at Phil Singos or at Phoenix Radio if you want to get on and have a chat to us today. Another awesome show today. I have a guest from the Ipswich United Bowls Club. So I've got John coming on. Ronsley, I've got a request for him today, so we'll see what he gets up to. My review is a nifty little gadget that's the size of a 10-cent coin, and we'll see what sort of laughs I come up with a bit later, because I always like a good laugh before we finish off. So we'll start off our show with the iNight News. Our first news segment is put power up 700% to lower bills, Grattan Institute experts say. Warning for seniors that power bills could rise 700% from one day to the next. The Grattan Institute said it would have saved power companies $7.8 billion in network investment if the power companies followed this program. Public will be warned in the next day's ratings only during the weather report on the news, so too bad if you're not listening to the news. The system will have three tiers. The 300 days will be in the blue tier, which is the low prices. 43 days are in the white, so they cost double the price of the blue days. And the remaining 22 days will be where the price skyrockets to nine times the price of a blue day. So you've got to watch out for that. The system is being used in France, and energy consumption dropped by 25% use compared to the blue days. So that's why they're using this sort of model. The Grattan Institute also believes in giving air conditioning control to power companies to turn it on and off as power needs increase. The power's turned off for 5 minutes and the room temperature will only change marginally, won't actually go up too much. Well, that's what they're predicting. The problem I see for seniors is on hot days, getting older means it's harder to regulate your temperature, and cold days, it's difficult to warm up. So going into some elderly people's houses, they don't use any heating or cooling because they're worried about the cost, and this will just add more worry and fuel more problems for them because they're not going to turn on the aircon or put on the heater in winter because they're worried that they might be on a red day. This proposal needs to look at ensuring people aging in place are able to do that comfortably. So hopefully before the Grattan Institute brings that policy out, they do a bit more research for the elderly people. Next article I found was wound study to help patients self-treat. So we know a lot of people use a bit of gum leaves and koala spit to get their wounds clean, and I know that doesn't work for a fact because I had a lady the other day, actually, she used a one of those shoulder pads as a heel protection for a wound, and it actually made it worse. So a Melbourne-based community nurse is about to embark on a study to investigate how to assist people with self-treating wounds. Susan Kapp is a PhD student at the Uni of Melbourne who has been working with people with chronic wounds for 15 years and says little is known about self-treatment of chronic wounds, so what people are doing themselves. There is growing need to research chronic wounds. Actually, I was asked yesterday, what's the difference between an acute wound and a chronic wound? Acute wound is immediate, so it happens straight away, and a chronic wound occurs over time, and it's very difficult to heal, so it might take months or years or sometimes never heal. Some of the types of wounds that are chronic wounds are leg ulcers, pressure injuries, or in the old days we called them pressure sores, or diabetic ulcers. So they're ones to look out for. With the ageing population having the highest rate of chronic wounds, the challenge will be only getting greater. Susan Capp said the limited access to health services and not wanting to see healthcare professionals are among the reasons self-treating can be important. Some patients also self-treat whilst receiving treatment from healthcare professionals, carers and family members. So if you want to see the inclusion notes criteria to join this study, just go to the inightingale.net episode, look for episode 14 and the details will be there. I'll leave them in the show notes. And our last little news item is new guide highlights the way to boost use of multisensory environment in dementia. So this is from Medical News Today caregivers section, and a new guide developed by two British academics has shed fresh light on the positive impact of multisensory environments can have on caring for people with dementia. Top tips guide, which are available to download from the kingston.ac.uk sensory room. That's where you can download it. And some of them include create a space that is accessible and safe with both with and without supervision. Bring the outdoors inside with the water feature, plants, shells, and etc. Old films with simpler plots can help prompt memories. Introduce tactile stimulation through cushions made from various materials with buttons, pockets, ribbons, and zips. Don't forget taste as a sensory component. It can help prompt memories and emotion. Having familiar personal items on display can help individuals settle and relax before engaging in activity. So there's iNight News for the day.
Get out the house.
Welcome back to iNightingale and Get Out the House, just after that great song as well. So today I found a couple of gems. The first one is the Salvos at Dundamba have a stall called Watch Them Grow. So that's on Saturday the 22nd of November from 8 till 12. And it's at the Salvation Bundamba Corps. Have a brand new venture aimed at supporting the community in Bundamba and surrounding areas. The Watch Them Grow Plant Nursery at Riverview Farm. Riverview is now being managed by the Salvos and it's been run largely by volunteers from the church, and the money raised from the nursery will be used for Salvation Army mission work in the local area, helping people who most need help. So get along there from 8 till 12. It's located on the corner of Brisbane Road and Cole Street in Bundamba. The second thing I noticed, and I thought this was really cool, was, if I can find it, yes I can, is Men's Shed at Ipswich. So Ipswich Men's Shed, and the coordinator is Terry Carter, and his number's 3281-2894. And they do great work for people in the community at the moment on their website. I'm just having a look around. And they've fixed up the children's ward. They've contributed to making cabinetry for the children's ward. And they said it took about 10 men, 9 months, and a lot of elbow grease to restore a key piece of Ipswich Hospital history back to its former glory. So what's really good about Men's Shed is getting men out of the house, getting them interactive with the community, and helping fight depression at the same time and loneliness. So have a look at the Men's Shed. It's really worth a look. And then the last thing I found was scrapbooking. It was inspired by three staff at work. They get together and do a bit of scrapbooking and craft, especially for Christmas. So I thought, what a great way to meet people and provide mental stimulation. So I found a website called scrapbooking.com. Gives you a free 20 tips ebook on essentials of scrapbooking. There's a forum to chat with other scrapbookers, great for social interaction, so you can have a chat and, you know, about what they're doing for scrapbooking, get some good ideas. Heaps of resources to get you scrapbooking. There's also a gallery to see what other people put up, or you can put your own work up. So check out scrapbooking for a great way to preserve your memory and actually meet other people. So There you go. There's some three cool things to get out of the house.
Kitchen Conversations.
Welcome to I Nightingale and Kitchen Conversations, the great part of the show where we have a special guest. Today I'm introducing John Dodrell from Ipswich United Sports Club. Welcome, John. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks, yourself.
Thanks for having time to spend with us today. It's really a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Firstly, I'd like to ask, what's your favourite board game?
Probably chess. Like, chess is a game that keeps your mind very active and always challenging.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I haven't had anyone say chess yet, so you're the first. So do you play online or with people?
No, just with people.
Oh, that's cool. I'll ask you later if you have chess comps at the club. So that'd be cool. Why do you work for Ipswich United Bowls Club?
Well, I'm an Ipswich boy. I grew up in Brisbane. I came to Brisbane when I was 11 years old, and I've lived here ever since. And, I just really enjoy the area, enjoy the people who are here, and it's a lot of fun. It's close to where I live. And just the community atmosphere that there is here, you know, just makes an enjoyable place to come to work each day.
Oh, that's really cool. It is good to enjoy your work. So what's your role with Ipswich United Bowls Club?
I'm the general manager here. And, like, my responsibilities are everything from how the club gets set up to hiring and firing staff to running competitions to meeting and greeting guests when they come in and just making sure that everyone has a good time when they come into the bowls club.
Oh, that's really good. Can you explain what groups of people visit the sports club?
We have everyone. Like, initially, we were called Ipswich United Services Bowls Club, and it was for the servicemen from all the different military groups. But over the years, that sort of continued to grow and grow and grow. And, like, we have a lot of the local schools, like Ipswich Grammar, Boys Grammar. We have St. Eddie's. We have Immaculate Heart. We have all the special schools in the area all come in and use the facilities because it's a great low-impact sport that anyone can play of any age or any ability. We have groups, like, we have Probus Club here. We've got Lions Club. We've got people coming in just to play bowls from, you know, work groups. So we range from people from probably 6 years old all the way through to, we have a lady that's bowling that's in her 90s.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, very good.
That is very good. How are you helping local sports groups? Because I know we talked yesterday about it, but I just wanted to put it out there to everyone, how you're helping the netball courts and stuff.
Yeah, well, what we do is, We're changing the name from Ipswich United Services Bowls Club to United Sports Club. And why we're doing that is because we want to encourage sports groups from all over who don't have a clubhouse to come and use our facilities for the meetings, for functions, you know, and just for general gatherings. Because, like, we've got great function rooms, we've got a great dining room and a great menu that's here, you know, that everyone can come and enjoy. And we can cater for everything from three-course meals down to just finger food on platters of food. So what we do is, by encouraging all these different groups, like, we've talked with social golf clubs, we've talked with netball, hockey, we've talked with a soccer club, we've talked with a four-wheel drive club. And by having all these other people coming in and using the facilities, it means that we're getting an additional revenue stream that comes through, which then enables us to be able to afford to keep the bowls club going forever and a day. Because, like, the Bowls Club has been here since 1948, and we want to make sure that it's still here for another 100 years.
Well, that's a lot of history there.
It is.
What are some of the challenges you've faced providing your services?
Well, the main thing with the bowling side of things is that the perception out there is that bowls is for an older group of people. And as that older group, you know, get older and can no longer play, we need to keep on generating new people coming into the sport. we do also get affected dramatically by wet weather or by extreme heats. Like last weekend when it was in the 40s, we couldn't have anyone out because, like, we have a criteria, which is a safety one, which we make sure that we're monitoring the inside and the outside temperatures and the humidity to make sure that, you know, people are playing in a safe environment. So they're big challenges that we have, is to introduce the sport to a younger generation. And in doing that, like, we've got a great new version of bowls that's coming along, which is called Jack Attack, which only takes about an hour and a quarter to play the game, which means people can come in at any time, have a quick game. You know, we have music on the greens. We have coloured bowls so that it's easy for people to be able to play the game. And then they can just come in and have a quiet drink and a meal inside and enjoy the company of the friends they've come along to play bowls with.
Oh, that's really cool. Hey, John, do you mind holding on for a minute? We're just going to go to a song and then continue on after that.
No problem at all.
Thanks very much. Welcome back to our Nightingale. Now, John, what sort of functions or events do you provide for seniors?
We have a number of things. It depends on the time of the year. Like at different times, we'll have bingo on here, we'll have karaoke, we'll have raffles. Like a big thing that we're doing at the moment is Christmas raffles. So for the four Sundays leading up to Christmas, which is November 30th, December 7th, 14th and 21st, we have a mega Christmas raffle where we get people from all the community and they come in, and like the first two Sundays we raffle off $500 worth of toys plus 10 Christmas hams, and then the last two Sundays we do $1,000 worth of Christmas hams. So, like, it gets people of all ages, they come in and they socialise for a couple of hours on a Sunday. Like, we start selling the tickets at 4, and then we at 5:30 we draw all those raffles. So, like, for those couple of hours, it's just a great atmosphere in the club.
But
we also through all the groups, like the Probus and the Lions and even the Veterans Bowls, they put on a lot of morning teas and bus trips, and like we're constantly having trips where people go away to Lismore, Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast. So they're through the individual clubs that are associated with us here as well. So there's a big variety of things that people can do.
That's a great. One of the things I do on my show is get out the house, and encouraging people to not just stay at home, get out and be part of the community. So that's awesome. How do you get people in the community to find you?
That's a good question. Yeah. Like, we're probably one of the best kept secrets in Ipswich. Like, there's so many people in Ipswich that just don't know where Ipswich United Services Bowls Club is. And the easiest way for me to explain it is that if you turn at the traffic lights where Girls Grammar is and you just come down to where the old hockey fields are, which is now owned by Girls Grammar, we back onto there. So we're right beside the East Ipswich Railway Station. So it's very convenient for people who can't drive or just wants to come out on public transport. We're less than 100 metres from the East Ipswich Railway Station.
Oh, that's fantastic, because there's a lot of people that can't actually drive. So
yeah,
you're quite accessible there. That's awesome.
Very much. And it's all flat land, so you're not walking up any hills or anything like that. It's just nice, flat, walking straight to the station, straight to the club.
Beautiful. That's awesome. Can you give us, listeners, an inspiring story or something that's made you feel inspired?
Well, one of the things, and we do this annually, where we have a special bowls competition for all the special schools in the area. And there's around 8 schools that come in. And there's kids, like some of them struggle to stand up. So they'll lie down on the greens and they'll roll the bowls along. And the organisers of that special day are just brilliant. Like, they organise prizes for all sorts of things for the kids so that every kid feels important on that day. And, like, every time that they hit the white jack, they get a little wristband and they're all giving each other high fives. But that's one of the days where I have no problem getting volunteers. Like, we had this competition probably 3 weeks ago. We had 15 volunteers that came down from all levels. Like, some of them hadn't even played bowls before, but they wanted to volunteer to help along with these special schools. And the smiles are on the faces of not just the kids who are competing, but of the volunteers as they're helping. it just makes everyone feel good and gets you in that Christmas spirit. And it's just, you know, it's very, very special to see people out there enjoying themselves.
That's an amazing story. That is, wow, that's really cool, because getting people all together like that, that's fantastic.
And that's the thing, the kids are probably from 6 years old to probably 17 years old, and then the volunteers are from 50 years old to 80 years old, and they're all interacting, they're all having a great time, and that's what community is about.
That it sure is. That's exactly what it's about. Oh, thank you for that story, John. That was a really good story. So, John, how can people contact you?
Simplest way is to just give us a call. Like the phone number for the club is 3202-2877. We've also got a website, which is just iusbc.com.au, which is just the abbreviation for Ipswich United Services Bowls Club. And, you know, we'll be constantly updating the web page to introduce new games and new activities that we're going to have at the venue. So, yeah, it's very simple. Either give us a call, pop on the website, and or just pop in and see us. We'll always make sure that we've got time to show people around and explain to them what facilities we have here.
That's great. Well, thank you for that. So, John, just before I let you go, can you give the listeners a tip or a piece of advice for people that, you know, what they can do?
Most definitely. The thing is, stay active. Enjoy a good social life. Like, we have so many people here who come along to play bowls, but every bit as important is the hour or two before the bowls or the hour or two after bowls, where they're just socializing with people their own age, people who are younger and older, and enjoying it, getting out of the house. Like, sitting at home, you just don't want to do. Want to keep your mind active, keep your body active, and you'll find people with similar interests if you just get out there and give something a go. And bowls is one of those things that's a very simple thing. Anybody can learn. We do free classes on a Saturday morning from 9 a.m. So, you know, if people are afraid, they've never played it, you can pick it up in no time. Like, I constantly go out to show kids how to bowl, and within 5 minutes, they're getting it closer to the jack than I do. So it's an easy sport to play, and it's for all ages. So come on down, enjoy an afternoon or an evening at Ipswich United Services Bowls Club.
Oh, thank you for that, John. That is a top tip, because that's what people don't do, is stay active and keep interacting with the community. So, what a great interview. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate you giving some time today and giving some words of wisdom there. That was marvellous. So thank you very much, John, and take care for now, mate.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was John from the Ipswich United Bowls Club. So if you want to get down there and have a bit of a roll, go and find him. That's really cool. And, you know, I like his piece of advice there: stay active and enjoy your social life. That's really important to do.
Lessons from the study.
Welcome back to our Nightingale, and our lesson from the study today is falls prevention tip. It's always a hot topic around falls prevention. So my falls prevention tip is, could your heart be the cause of falls? The reason I say this is the other day I had an elderly gentleman presented after a fall at home. He originally said he turned around and fell down, but when we actually talked to the wife, who always tells the truth, he actually blacked out and fell down. And getting talking to them, realised that she was actually getting him, he was falling down like 2-3 times a day. And what she would do is lay him down, put his feet up, and she seemed quite routine. But the problem with someone fainting all the time is, if you're walking around and you faint and you fall down, you're going to break bones or do head injuries or worse. So this poor gentleman, he cut his eye and arm and got severe bruising and pain. So he needed hospital admission after that fall, and now he'll need physio and rehab. But how it comes to relating to your heart is during his admission with us, we realised that his heart was going too slow. So the wife was very religious at doing the blood pressure every day because there's so many people with home blood pressure machines. She was doing it, but she was only taking note of the blood pressure reading, not the heart rate, because she said to me, she goes, the GP never asked for the heart rate. They just asked for the blood pressure. So because that was my first question, was what was the heart rate? Because if your heart rate goes too slow, you're not actually, you might have a good blood pressure, but if it's your heart's too slow, it's not beating fast enough to keep the blood going to your brain, and that's why you'll pass out. So it needs to be investigated by your GP, who will refer you on to a cardiologist and get checked out. Now, the chap I looked after, he actually had a very slow heart rate. It was down to 30, and he required monitoring, and he'll be looking at getting something called a pacemaker, where it actually keeps your heart sped up enough to keep your blood pressure up to stop you having these, you know, dizzy spells or losing consciousness and falling over and hurting yourself, because that is a real problem and can be life-threatening with some people, because if you fall down and hit your head hard enough, can be the end of the story. So that's my tip for falls prevention. So just keep an eye on your heart and keep regular checkups with your GP. And if you do have signs of dizziness when you're standing up, or like this chap had him when he was just sitting down, so that's a real sign that there is something going wrong, or you just don't feel quite steady on your feet, you need to get it investigated, because prevention of falls is better than treating one, and considering all the troubles. So there we go. When you see me strutting in the barnyard, you
wouldn't think I have the best of life. Lunch break.
Welcome back to Our Nightingale, and this is where my stomach starts grumbling with lunch break. And I've got Ronsley from Bon Appetit. Now, he's number one podcast in iTunes for health. So welcome, Ronsley, you superstar. Hey.
How's it going? Oh, how's it going, Phil?
I'm blessed to have you on here, man.
Oh, so, thanks, Phil. That means a lot.
Yeah, it's so good. And I just wanted to tell everyone, I'm, you know, we're so proud of you at Our Nightingale Show for you getting to number one. And yeah, well done, mate. Absolutely.
Thank you.
You've put so much into it. It's great to see. Great to see.
Thank you. I've got one of your best, I suppose, podcast hosts on the show yesterday. And I just released an episode with Pat Flynn this morning. So that would be good for you to listen to.
Jeez, man, you're just rolling it out now, aren't you? Right? It's just going hard.
It's good.
That is good. That is amazing. Gosh, Pat Flynn, who are you going for next, the president?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe. Actually, I interviewed Mr. Abbott, but I don't think it'd be worth the time. But let's think of someone else.
Ban Ki-moon.
Who?
Ban Ki-moon.
Ban Ki-moon, yeah, I could do that.
Because you're with you in the how the, you know, kids are with famine and all that stuff. It would be good.
Yeah, I think there's another guy that I'd love to interview, but I think Ban Ki-moon would be cool.
Yeah, because he's right out there. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Today. I was wondering, I was inspired by your post of one of your friends who did the smoked salmon. I was like, oh, that looked awesome. Yeah. So I was wondering if you had a smoked salmon recipe for lunch that you could share with us today.
Yeah, well, smoked salmon goes really well on poached eggs, obviously, when you get them in most cafes. Smoked salmon... I mean, it is a bit of a process to get a smoker and actually smoke your own salmon, which I recommend more than, you know, buying the stuff. And if you're buying the stuff, you look at the ingredients and make sure there's no nitrates in the ingredients for the smoked salmon that you buy. What would go with smoked salmon? Dill is and smoked salmon are good.
Are you calling me a dill now?
I'm not calling you. No. I'm It's your show. I'm going to be very respectful, Phil. off the call, maybe. But, yeah. I'm joking. but Smoked Salmon and Dill are good friends. Even if you had some, I don't know whether you in the market you get these fennel bulbs. Do you know what I'm talking about, Phil? The fennel bulbs.
The bottom part. Do they look like a spring onion bit?
Yeah. Fennel, if it's chopped really fine, not even really fine, if it's just sort of sliced up and sauteed in a pan with some olive oil or even if it's with some butter, and you put some smoked salmon through that, that would be really cool.
Oh.
You add that, add the smoked salmon and the fennel, the sauteed fennel to a huge pile of rocket and sliced cherry tomatoes. Man, I'd eat that any day of the week. That'd be so good.
That is a great lunchtime recipe, with a bit of rocket and cherry tomatoes. Gosh.
Yeah, I reckon. I'm.
You're making me mouth water. Goodness.
I'm making my mouth water too.
That's gold. That is good.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. That's awesome. Like, I think that would be a really cool recipe. In fact, I'm gonna make sure I add that somewhere because. That I pulled out of nowhere.
Yeah, they're the best ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
But yeah, fennel loves fish as well. So if you want any fish that you want to do, fennel and dill, will go really well with fish.
Yeah.
If you're using dill, don't use dill and basil because they don't like each other. They're flavor opposites.
Yeah.
Other than that, just wing whatever you can get.
Righto, cool. That's awesome. Yeah. It's like a colour wheel, isn't it? You do your different herbs on a colour wheel.
Yeah, I think sometimes you got to make a mistake and realise that basil and dill don't go together. I roasted some fish fillets and I put I had some basil in the garden and that just didn't work together. It wasn't bad, but it didn't work together. So I just keep telling people not to mix basil and dill because I learned the hard way.
Yeah, unless you add Vegemite, maybe just break it up a bit. No.
No.
That's why you're the chef, man, not me. That's gold. Oh, cool.
That's funny.
Thanks for your help today, Ronsley. That is a great recipe, and I hope everyone gets out there and gets a bit of smoked salmon, rocket, and cherry tomatoes. So
yeah, I reckon that'd be really good.
The SSRC. What about that? That's a good name for the recipe.
You reckon? SSRC?
Yeah. I like doing that, taking the first letters off and making names out of things. So
that's very creative of you, Phil.
Yeah. So thanks, dude. So there we go. Well, thanks for your time, Ronsley. And it's a real pleasure having you on the show. And congratulations again for being number one podcast in iTunes. So
thanks, mate.
Great work. Thank you. So appreciate it.
Thanks, mate. Thanks,
no worries. Take care, buddy.
Have a good one, mate.
Bye-bye. I will, mate. Bye-bye. That was Ronsley Vars from the number one podcast, Bon Appétit. That's pretty cool. I can say that now. So his great recipe for smoked salmon, rockin' and cherry tomatoes. Stormy weather. Welcome back to my Nightingale show. Gosh, I love that little soundbite. Sounds so cool. So today, showers, storms, likely cloudy, very high chance of showers and chance of thunderstorms possibly severe, maximum of 30, so you can still dance in the rain. Tomorrow, shower or two, possible storm, maximum 32. Currently, we're at 31 degrees. How's that work? We're maximum of 30. And 29 in Brisbane. Oh, there we go. We're the average between Brisbane and Ipswich. Now I understand. So now we'll go on to another thing I found.
Phil's review.
Here's my review. It's Tracker, T-R-A-C-K-R. I heard this on Tim Reed's podcast. He's another podcasting champion. Join thousands who are connected to the things they value most. So what Tracker is, it's a little disc the size of a 10-cent coin. You slip it in your wallet, you put it on your keys, basically you put it anywhere on things you don't want to lose. So if you've got any valuable items, you put it on that. Have a little app on your phone, and if it gets lost or misplaced, you ring the app and it will find it for you. But the genius of these guys is they've got a crowd GPS. So anyone that has a little tracker device and anyone that has an app on their phone, and just say you're, you know, in another part of the country, they'll be able to pick up if you've lost your keys, say you're in Brisbane and someone's on the Gold Coast, they'll be able to sense where it is and they'll notify you because they'll have a message saying you've lost it near them. So it's very cool. It's called Tracker, T-R-A-C-K-R. So that's good. So now we're going to the fun part.
Lounge Room Laughs.
All right, welcome to Lounge Room Laughs. So just a couple of quick ones because we're getting a bit pressed for time. So the first one is, a steak pun is rare, medium or well done. Oh, goodness, isn't that fun? Another one is, how do you know when you're going to drown in milk when it's past your eyes? Oh, come on. Hey, I've got Sam cacking himself here, so I better call it a day. He might need to go to the loo quickly. So I just really want to thank our guest, John Dodrell from the Ipswich United Bowls Club. Really great interview, and I really liked his inspiring story, you know, helping the disabled kids and also the volunteers, really feeling emotionally attached and having a good time and a good laugh with them. So that was good. And Ronsley Vars, number one podcaster, for his great Salmon, Rocket and Cherry Tomato. So the SSRC. Oh, it sounds like a school now. I say it a couple of times, doesn't it? So that sounds good. Nice smoked salmon, rocket and tomato cherry. So get out there and make that. And I'd also like to thank Sam, our producer. He's been doing a great, great job again today. And I want to thank you listeners, because without you guys, I wouldn't be here doing this. And I hope you get some inspiration and inspires you to live a fulfilling life at home. I do love comments or any feedback, so go to inightingale.net and leave some there, or you can look for Phil Singos. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Around the Traps, and on Phoenix Radio as well. You can leave messages there because we always love to hear from you. So till next week, have a beautiful week, and you'll be starting to gear up for Christmas, so we'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye for now.